Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Snap, hold, kick. It is up and
jackpot! It's good! Washington takes the lead!
That's the call on Washington Radio. The Cowboys, they may have a problem on Sunday with a noon kickoff, 9 a.m. pregame. Cowboys football team who have now won four straight. They barely beat the Raiders 17-15, and their defense is really stepping up. They're averaging 17 points allowed in their last four games. Here are the numbers before yesterday's game. First eight games of the season, they were 2-6. Then they were 3-0. This is before yesterday's win. Teams were scoring 28 against them. Now they're scoring 18. Teams were converting 57% of their third downs. Now they're converting 32. Time of possession, a 10-minute difference. Other teams had it for half the game, and now it's just 21 minutes. So the football team is turning it on, even though they still obviously have their issues. Heinicke is a really poor man's Brett Favre, but now they're 6-6, second place in the NFC East, taking on the boys with a 5-point spread Sunday.
Yeah, I was surprised that the Raiders blew this, like they lost this game. You know, their defense played well. They did not have, they didn't allow 300 yards, and they have not won a game this year when they have allowed fewer than 300 yards. But credit to Washington, man, they have played physical football. And they have out-physicaled a lot of these teams. And to win four straight, and two of those be against Tampa and the Raiders, two quality opponents, two teams that beat us, you know, that is eye-opening. And it may not be the walk in the park I think it's going to be. I think it is going to be a walk in the park, but it may not be the one that I think it is.
You feel better about this game than the Raiders game and or...
Yes. The Raiders game.
Okay.
And your other game that you were going
to
say was...
Nah, I'm not going to take it back to Kansas City, obviously.
Oh, no. Yeah, I do, only because the quarterback.
Saints. Sorry. Raiders-Saints football. You don't feel better about this game than you did the Saints game.
I would say no. Although, the one thing is that New Orleans is a much more difficult place to play. You know, it is a very tough place to play. Yeah, not that Washington's a cakewalk, but... It's not nearly what New Orleans is, especially because doesn't Washington have
urine coming
from
the ceilings?
Sewer and yeah. and you know, unsold seats?
They're the Oakland A's of
yeah.
the NFL.
Yeah, the difference is the A's stadium is 60 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
And Washington's like 35.
So the football team gets 15. A win. So did the sewage green with a backup QB.
Minshew takes the snap. He backs up. He looks. He is looping in, catching in. Goddard in for a second touchdown.
Gardner Minshew. Man, he was acting like a high school junior. He was so happy during the game and after the game. It was cool. It was really, really cool to see. Jalen Hurts missed this one. Minshew starts 10-10 for 154 and two touchdowns. Had a perfect quarterback rating. I don't know. If Angelo and the Burger King are screaming this morning and filthy that Gardner Minshew needs to be the new starter, but Nick Sirianni said, no, it will be Jalen Hurts once he recovers during the bye week.
He was acting like a high schooler, RJ, but before the game, he was acting like a maverick. When Gardner showed up to the stadium rocking the Top Gun affair, I was like, okay. I hate anything and everything about that city and that team, but I can be behind that look.
Did you see him and his pops?
Oh, my gosh.
That was awesome.
That was the meatiest of meathead moments I have ever seen. Like, he's doing the slap hand hug and then the push away.
Yeah,
the Jason Garrett push away. Like, Dad, get out of here, Dad. Get out of here, old man.
Yeah.
I want this game. Get out of here.
It's like when Tommy Boy graduated from high school and he came back and saw his dad. It's just like that.
And, of course, they beat the Jets, but... Still, it was an awesome game for Gardner Minshew.
First time since 1978 where the team scored on each of their first six drives combined. Touchdowns.
The Eagles?
Both teams. With both teams on bank, you know, possession, where they scored touchdowns on their first six drives combined.
Yeah. It was like a back-and-forth shootout early, and then the Giants lost to red-hot Miami. The Dolphins win 20-9. New York did not have Daniel Jones. Mike Glennon goes in. He got concussed. So, after losing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they lost 7 straight. I didn't realize the Dolphins, I know they weren't having a good year, but I didn't realize they had lost 7 straight, and now they've ripped off 5 in a row. The Giants are so, so bad, and now they're starting to criticize Saquon there in New York. So, that's where things stand in the NFC East. The Cowboys have a 2-game lead. What else happened around the NFC? Where do the Cowboys stand? Kyler and Arizona, they get it done. Man, they right now look unstoppable. Kyler comes back with DeAndre Hopkins. He finds DeAndre with the first touchdown of the game. He's scampering. He's just running around. He can't be stopped and slowed down. And Arizona just continues to handle their business. So I guess there was no distraction from Cliff Kingsbury and these Oklahoma rumors.
The Cardinals are the first team to win their first 7 road games by at least 10 points each since the 1968 Cowboys.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Like, they have
33-22, they beat Andy Dalton and the Bears.
They have won and they have dominated on the road. Now, obviously it's not really cool to be, you know, beating the Bears is not like some earth-shattering, you know, moment. But the Cardinals are they're as advertised. They're that good. They could easily lose in the first round that they play.
They won't be playing in the first round.
Well, you know, the first round they play. It's football. It's the playoffs. It's one possession games. It's variants. Like, they can easily do it.
What other cliches can you throw out there? That's good.
You have to say that they are without question the NFC favorites right now.
Meanwhile, Sunday Night Football featuring the AFC West, two teams that we lost to, and it's the Chiefs defense that's carrying them.
Back to throw against the pocket. Deflected. Intercepted. Intercepted by Sorensen at the 40. He's at the 50 and breaks a tackle. Sorensen at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
22-9. KC wins another game. They're 8-4 overall. They've won 5 straight games. And their defense in the last 5 weeks have allowed 17, 7, 14, 9 against us, 9 against Denver, as the offense is still trying to get going. They've scored over 22 points one time in the last 5 games. It's crazy. It really is crazy. One time they've scored over 22 points in their last 5 games, and they've won all 5. Behind an historically bad defense first half of the season. So the football team's defense, Kansas City's defense, has been turning it around.
Yeah, it has been turning it around. And the offense is not, like you said, not clicking on any cylinders at all. But they're winning games. And the winning gives them the chance to get right on offense. You have to assume that Patrick Mahomes is going to figure it out with the offense.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he is ahead of the rest of the offense. I'll tell you this. That, you know, he had an interception yesterday where he threw that tipped off Tyreek's hands. I thought that was on him. I know that, you know, a lot of people are saying that's on Tyreek, got to make that catch. I mean, that ball's a little high. I thought that was on him. That's not one of those interceptions that I would put on the wide receiver. There was some this year that have been. But that's just another tip ball interception that this team has had this year.
So here's where things stand in the NFC. Arizona's the 1. Green Bay is the 2. Tampa Bay beats Atlanta. Tom Brady had 4 touchdowns. The Bucs are the 3. The Cowboys are the 4. the Rams are the five. So things stay the same in the NFC with the Cowboys and the football team Sunday at noon right here on The Fan. Things are not the same anymore in college football.
He looks and throws, intercepted Alabama, intercepted Jordan Battle, down the left side, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Alabama!
Yo, remember us? We're the big dogs?
Mm-hmm.
We're back on the corner. Debo back on the corner as Alabama beats number one Georgia 41-24 in the SEC championship
this
game.
This was a stunner.
I mean, Georgia stunner. Is it a stunner?
Yes.
Okay, why?
The level of points that Alabama scored. Alabama, what they? You were almost at the Iron Bowl. Well, they scored 3 points through 59 and a half minutes against Auburn?
Yeah, against supposedly an all-time great defense on Saturday.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you saw the score of this game, you were like, huh? Yeah, this was a stunner, man. This was a very surprising score. It's not surprising necessarily that Alabama won. All right? I took Alabama plus 6.5. I didn't think they were going to win. But I'm not stunned they beat Georgia. I am stunned that they said, Daddy's here. You know, that I am stunned at that one.
Meanwhile, okay, Derek Collin, here's your 5 seconds in the sun after his Michigan Wolverines crushed in the Big Ten championship game.
McNamara gets the snap, looks, throws it backward pass, and now Donovan Edwards throwing deep down the sideline. He's got a receiver wide open. The trick play, it's a house call for Michigan. Touchdown on the Transcontinental. And the Wolverines with
Roman Wilson, I believe.
Donovan Edwards to Roman Wilson. They go 75 and make it a 13-0 lead.
42-3, Michigan destroys Iowa. They remain at number two. Cincinnati handles their business in the AAC American Athletic Conference title game, 35-20. What a game in Arlington. In the Big 12 championship, mm-hmm, with Oak State coming up 1 yard short. What a season for what a sports program in Waco. Period.
It really is. Yeah, it is. I mean, they've really got it. When I first started in radio, Sean, way back when, in 2002, Baylor was like the worst sports department in college athletics. They had tragedy. They had cover-up. They had scandal. They had everything wrong. Dave Bliss, the coach, the football, I can't remember the football coach's name back then. It was a disaster. Like, they were longing for the great days of Grant Taft. But they have turned it around. And, you know, now their basketball program is on the top of the hill, and their football program is very good. Dave Aranda turned this thing around.
Yeah.
The Big 12 champ and the Big 10 champ were a combined 4-11 last year. Michigan and Baylor. And here they are. Baylor, Michigan, sitting on top of the mountain. It's tremendous. It's so good for them. That program has gone through so much, both football and basketball, over the last 20 years, and it's the best athletic department in the state right now.
Here's where things stand right now. It's set. The college football playoff is set. Alabama is going to take on Cincinnati, 1-4, and Michigan at number 2 going to be taking on Georgia, who drops to number 3. I mean, is this Alabama's championship to lose?
I think it's pretty wide open.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, watching that Michigan squad is pretty good. And I'm not saying that to kiss Derek Collins, but I'm just saying right now, that Michigan squad is legit this year. And Bama, by the way, in playoff history, has been at least 9-point favorite 6 times. Right now, they're a 15-point favorite over Cincinnati. In those 6 times, they are 3-3 against the spread.
Yeah, look.
How can it be pretty wide open? No one's going to pick Cincinnati to beat Bama, so they're in the title game automatically. And then you have Michigan, Georgia. I think most people are going to, I think the money's going to be on Georgia.
Yep.
So then you're going to get a rematch.
Right. And I mean, if
they
you
just
were
dropped 41, there has to be a big seed of doubt that just got planted in Georgia's mind right now.
Oh, there has to be. But, you know, they've seen it now. They've seen a lot of it. That was a game Alabama had to win to make it to the Final Four. Georgia didn't have to win that game. I wonder how much that plays into it, if at all. Maybe it doesn't play into it at all. Maybe Georgia was like, we're not going to show you anything. So I don't think it's... We have seen far too many times in sports. I mean, look at last year. Tampa got destroyed by New Orleans during the regular season and went to New Orleans and beat them. They got beat by Kansas City the regular season at home, right? And then they beat them and they destroyed them in the Super Bowl. We've seen in football things happen like this. I don't think it's theirs to lose. I think it clearly is, though, Alabama and Georgia in the final.
Meanwhile, Brent Venables takes over for Lincoln Riley in Norman, new head coach of the Sooners. The Mavs have lost two straight games and four of their last five. Yo, they have lost to the Cavs, Pelicans, and Grizzlies. Arrow pointing down for your Dallas Mavericks. They'll take on the Nets tomorrow, so that's probably going to be three straight losses as Luka has been banged up again. They're 11-11. What about the Red Hot Stars?
They continue to be red hot. They won their sixth straight on Friday, 3-2 over the Blue Jackets, and their next game is tonight against the Phoenix Coyotes, who they just beat a couple of days ago by a 3-2 score.
Where do we stand with the Cowboys' worry? I had a weekend to cool down. A lot of Tolos yesterday in the colony were saying, you're still mad, you're still ticked off, you're still bitter. Let's see where we stand after a weekend with the Cowboys' issues next on Sean and RJ.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First and goal from the one. Prescott fade right. Gallup leaping. Caught it. Touchdown.
Oh, what a catch. What a catch by Michael Gallup.
Yeah, I can't wait to see. One, two, possession. That is a phenomenal catch by Gallup.
All right. Had a weekend to absorb it all, check out the other teams, kind of stack everybody up in your mind here on your home of America's team. It's going to be the Cowboys against the football team Sunday with a 9 a.m. pregame kickoff at noon on your home of Cowboys football. This is Sean and RJ. Thank you for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. I want your top three Cowboy concerns in order. I can give you the different options if you want. This little pop quiz, I didn't even put it in the prep, but I needed a reset after Friday. I was very negative and very, very bitter at the Cowboys win, even though it was a double digit one on the road at a place where they usually don't play well, because I'm disappointed. This team I thought was an elite contender, and now I think, you know, they can win enough games to go to the Super Bowl, but I don't feel as confident with the way that they've been playing. So you can pick anything you want. You can go quarterback. You can go offense in general. You can go defense in general. You can talk about coaching. You can talk about inconsistency. You can talk about the other teams are just better if it's Green Bay, Arizona, and the NFC. I want your top three Cowboy concerns in order on the Autoflex Leasing fan text at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. 105.3. And if you want to do process of elimination, we can do it that way as well.
All right.
All right.
I may have to do that.
Okay. Let's start off. Let's just make it easy. Let's take it to the quarterback. I am not worried about, all right, so this was my big year of changing my mind about Dak. I've always been a lot farther behind. I've been trailing RJ in terms of loving Dak Prescott, the player. You know, I know all the intangible stuff, the leadership stuff, blah, blah, blah. I was worried about his accuracy, making big-time throws on a consistent basis, and needing help around him, all his full help, in order for the Cowboys to win. And then this year, at the beginning of the season, I was like, okay, I'm seeing it. Like, this guy, he can reach a level of greatness. I'm not changing my mind on that. I just want to get this feeling that I have that there's a funk surrounding him right now, whether it's just a down part of the season, whether it's some injury hangover. You know, I want to get that last feeling. I got like a 10% Dak hangover left in me from the weekend. But for the record, I'm not worried about him in my top three. I'm not changing my mind about him. I haven't seen enough to do that. He needs to play better. He knows he needs to play better, but Dak is not one of my top three concerns. You?
He's probably not one of my top three, but his health might be. I mean, actually, no, he has to be.
You don't think he's healthy?
Man, I'll tell you, he went from the MVP of the league to a calf injury to playing like what he's played like the last couple of weeks. Something ain't right.
But he's running around fine.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, you know, he
like, if I know that you can scramble full speed for 12, 15 yards, I don't give you a break for health at all whatsoever.
I know. I wonder if, you know, so, like, so much of throwing is what? Mechanics, right? And I wonder if some of his issues throw, because he's been wildly inaccurate. I wonder if some of those are mechanics because he has changed things up based on the calf injury or what, you know, I don't know. Maybe his shoulder's barking again. He's not telling us. You know, shoulder injuries, they come and go, and maybe she's not saying anything about it. So, yeah, I you have to, if you're worried about it, you have to put the quarterback in your top three based on the position and the importance that he plays.
Yeah, but they're not, it's not a concern of mine right now.
At all. Yeah.
Well, not a top three.
Okay.
It's not alarming for me.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Like, my number one is the offensive line.
My questions with Dak are largely speculatory.
Yeah.
Is he healthy? Is his calf still an issue? Did that shoulder injury comes back? You know. So, okay, that's fair. O-line, I think the O-line has to be on there.
Yeah. That's my number one. Is Tyron going to stay healthy? What's going on at left guard? It seems like a coin flip between being disappointed in either of the two Connors. And then right tackle. What the hell? What is going on with, even yesterday with some of the Cowboys personnel that was there in the colony that we were talking with, I'm like, what is going on? No one knows. Like, nobody knows. The one thing you get is, well, Collins hasn't had a great year. Okay? Like, you know when I threw out the possibility of trading him, like my wild trade idea before the deadline?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound so wild now after the fact. But it doesn't feel like this offensive line is going to get fixed to the point of where they can be dominant. It's certainly, I'm not even most worried about it in terms of pass protection. I'm worried about it with running the football, man. I am worried about it with not being able to run the football whatsoever. So the offensive line is number one for me.
All right, I could be on board with that.
Do you have a clear cut one?
I think offensive line, I would probably do number one. You know, Dak health, like I said, it's a lot of speculation on that one. If it's true about Dak's health, that you know, what I think might be the case, that's easily my number one. But since I can't prove it, and I can't prove that he's scared to run, I'm going to have to go with offensive line as my number one. A couple of the other ones I just have been writing down here since you posed this question, they're discipline.
Yes.
Okay, this team is...
Number one,
giving yards away, man. They give yards away. I'll bet you if you look at just the amount of the sheer number of penalties, the yards of penalties. I mean, we're talking, you know, does a handful of touchdowns overall with the amount of yards this team's been yards that they've been penalized this year. That's got to be up there. How about Micah usage? The way they use him.
That's not a top three concern for me.
Oh, man. I mean, when is the defense bad? Micah is sitting there keying on somebody, it doesn't matter.
Well, you better get used to it because you're going to have Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence playing together now, unless they're going to move Tank inside.
Yeah, I know. They're going to have.
I don't think is going to happen.
They're going to have two guys.
Very, very often.
They're going to have two guys rush the passer who can't carry Micah Parsons' job.
No, secondary for me is much bigger. That's not a concern for me.
Secondary has to be.
Secondary, it was my huge concern going into the season. Diggs had all the picks. Anthony Brown had the bad opener against Antonio Brown, and then he shut all of us up, and then you had the game against the Raiders. Sean Payton was trying to target him. I have the secondary on here as my second biggest concern. That's number two for me.
Okay, can't argue with that one. O-line, secondary, those are great ones. AutoFlex 60 fan text. Biggest concern is that Kellen got his playbook and Jason Garrett's mixed up.
Hey, did you see what Bobby Belt tweeted? And what I was going off the most about on Friday, I was so my number one individual I was ticked off at was Kellen Moore because he didn't want to run the ball outside whatsoever. Mike McCarthy was asked by the media, why aren't you attacking the edges? Why aren't you rushing to the edges? McCarthy said, very fair question. That tells me that he knows it's an issue, that it's been a problem. McCarthy's going to join us on Friday, by the way. And did you see Bobby Belt, who is tremendous?
Your computer screen is quite dirty.
Cal, it is. My computer screen is dirty, so thanks. What does that tell you, what I just handed you?
All right, so this is just a chart of rushes by direction. Up the middle, they've run 102. They've had 102 attempts up the middle, seventh most in the league. Their average yards gained is 4.33, which is 10th. That's very good. That's still very good. However, when you go left end, left tackle, it's, you know, both plays combined don't add up to the total amount up the middle, 34 and 39. But they are also 9th and 10th in yards per gain, 6.85, 4.87. You know, I don't think, when I saw this, and I saw this over the weekend, I didn't think this was that damning.
Right.
Because, you know, they're 10th in the league in yards per carry up the middle. They're also 10th in the league in yards per carry to the left side. And they're 9th in the league off the left end. And you go to the right, they're terrible. They're right guard 29th, right tackle 24th. Now, if you go way out right, they're 3rd. That's great. But if you're still top 10 up the middle, I mean, that's not egregious.
Okay.
That's not egregious. Did you think it was egregious?
No, I didn't think it was egregious either. I was a little bit surprised. I was a little bit surprised by it. So what else is coming in on the fan text before we move on?
All right, top three. This is from the 203. I don't know where the 203 is. Number one is Dak's health. Something's not right. Number two is the O-line. Number three is Aaron Rodgers. Okay, there you go.
Connecticut 203.
Oh, the Constitution State. That's very nice. Let's see.
I would put penalties slash. I guess I could put... I'm not worried about Dak's health right now. I'm worried about Dak's head.
Oh, look, I mean, you can make a case that he is scared to run.
Which I believe, or he's been told not to.
You can make a case that he is indecisive at times lately. When he is pressured, he is not good. Dak, you know, I could easily, like, to me, seriously, I do believe there's something wrong with Dak, that something is injured with him. And that would easily vault my concern with him to number one. Because without him, they have no chance of winning a title.
Right.
So by default, I think you could say your biggest concern for most of the playoff teams is the quarterback. Is the quarterback going to be right? A head right, foot right, arm right, calf right, ankle right, whatever. That's got to be number one. But, you know, short of knowing for a fact that he is injured, and I can't prove that, then I probably wouldn't put them at number one. I'll put the O-line number one. I think you're dead on. The secondary at number two. If I want to use the discipline on the secondary, the penalties, not just the secondary, their offense on the road isn't nearly as good as it is at home. How about the fact that Zeke is maybe quite injured? You know, where does that play into it? Their inability to figure out where to use Micah from play to play? Yeah, a lot of issues.
Like right now, it would be...
Greg Zuerlein?
Oh, you got to put Zuerlein on there as well. Great one on the Autoflex Easing Fan Text.
Bones with his bones-headed plays sometimes.
He hasn't done anything recently. He's been good. It's recent memory of Bones Fossil pump blocks.
You know what's going to happen with this team. They're going to go after a punt in the playoff game, and they're going to extend a drive because they get a penalty. Stop. You know what's going to happen.
Don't put that out there. 877-881-1053. So we just needed to take a quick Cowboy timeout, even though they didn't play over the weekend. Look, my biggest emotional disappointment is early in the year, if they beat Arizona or they beat Green Bay, I would have said, well, they're better than Green Bay. That's not a surprise. And beating Arizona, a mild, or Tampa, mild upset, mild. Right now, if they beat Arizona or they beat Green Bay, I would say, oh, Cowboys were dead. What would be the spread? Cowboys, Arizona, Cowboys, Packers on a neutral field. Mr. BetQL.
I think Green Bay be favored by 3.
Okay.
Arizona by 4.
That's it?
4.5.
You don't think it'd be 6?
I don't think so.
For Arizona.
On a neutral field? No, I don't think so. It might be. It's tough to say. We haven't seen Arizona.
What?
Playing a big game.
We've seen them with Kyler, without Kyler, on the road. They're unstoppable. I mean, I guess you could sit there and try to pick them apart and say, what big game have they played? They had the Packers when the Packers were missing all their receivers. Their first big game was at the Rams.
Right,
the Rams were rolling. Matt Stafford, Sean McVay, the love fest, the bromance, and they won by 17 points.
There you go. Next week, their Arizona is a 3-point home favorite over the Rams.
But see, even if they beat the Rams, to me, that doesn't feel like a huge game anymore with the way the Rams have been playing.
Right, but they're only a 3-point favorite over the Rams at home.
Oh, yeah.
Does Vegas view the Rams and the Cowboys about the same?
Yes.
So there you go. I mean, it's probably 3-4 points. Actually, on a neutral field, it's probably less.
All right.
You know, it's probably less. A couple more on the Autoflex 60 Fantex. Dak, it's Dak, O-line, and the kicker. Watch what Dak goes to the ground. Look on his face. Slow to get up. There's concern there. Other one. If you think the Cowboys O-line is an issue, watch literally any other NFL game. Yeah, I mean, look, again, we are spoiling an offensive line. And we have been for, I don't know,
10 years.
At least. I mean, even when Romo was playing back in 07, that Colombo, Kosher, Leonard Davis, Flozell line, that was a tremendous offensive line.
Well, Colombo sucked, but everyone else was fine. All right.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You won't see it on the fan cam, but RJ Choppy may be going through a little bit of a transition here as of late. Choppy Jenner, Caitlin Choppy. If you're out there at the Colony and Top Golf, RJ gets out of his car yesterday. We are in the parking lot at the same time, walking up, and I said, "Whoa, where are you coming from?" He's got jeans on, which I think I've seen him wear jeans 3 times in 11 years. He's got a long sleeve, you know, kind of dressy shirt. And what was on his feet, Troy?
Cowboy boots.
Are those the free Lucchese ones that we got from years ago?
Oh, they would be.
All right. So,
okay.
All right. I was looking for some dress shoes, and I happened to go into my storage closet, also known as my kid's bedroom. And
why were you looking for dress shoes, though, to come out the Top Golf?
Nah, it's a couple weeks ago I was looking for dress shoes.
Oh.
I was looking for shoes. Oh, here. Like I was going to a Randy Rogers show,
Okay.
And I needed something to wear.
Respect that.
And I was like, oh, man, I got these boots.
See, you put a Brian Kelly right there.
I got these boots.
Now, were you trying to tell us that the pointy toe versus flat toe, you were saying one of them was out of style.
Well, okay, so.
I did not want to wear
these boots initially.
And thank you to Lucchese from years ago. I remember the fitting and, you know.
Yeah, it was tremendous.
Everyone there was like, it doesn't matter what he's wearing. It doesn't matter y'all making fun of him. They're still Lucchese.
Yeah.
They're still Lucchese. What?
Nothing. Go ahead. It's a fine boot company. It's not the best, but go ahead.
It's not like the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of boots.
Yeah. I mean, they're really nice.
How much are those boots?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
They made them for us, but I'm like,
I don't think you can walk out of that store for less than $500-$600.
Yeah,
what?
There you go.
$500?
Right, Troy?
Minimum. Minimum.
Oh, my God.
Dude, there's guys walking around with $15,000 boots on.
Yeah, these are solid boots. Yeah.
$15,000?
I don't think they realized they gave me two pairs, though.
Yeah.
I didn't get two pairs.
Maybe I got yours. I got another pair.
I don't want to know where mine are.
I got another pair sitting under my bed.
I will say I was caught off guard because here we are at Topgolf for Jared Sandler's function. I'm looking around at everyone, and there's, you know, Whitey McWhiterson over there in his slacks wearing his Payne Stewart tribute shirt. And everyone's all dressed up like they're hitting the links. And everyone's ready to go. And I'm like, well, I'm sure Argy's going to wear the same tightless kind of outfits or whatever, Irwin Watts or whatever it's called.
Edwin Watts.
Whatever. And I'm like,
Irwin.
I'm like,
who's Irwin Watts?
I'm like, we
sit here every morning dressed in gym clothes. And then for the gym event,
yeah,
he puts on jeans and boots. He dressed up more for Topgolf than some of our station dinners that we have.
I look over and I'm like, where's RJ?
That's
very true.
Why?
I was in gym clothes before.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, I don't remember. In the past, I've always worn jeans to this event. Or shorts.
You have. Okay, that's quite opposite.
Quite opposite.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it would have been.
You hate jeans.
I do hate jeans. Can't stand them. Can't stand jeans.
I thought you were coming from like an event or something.
No. Yeah. I was like, all right, I'm gonna wear jeans and things. If I knew you guys were in sweats, I 1,000% would have worn them. Like, 1,000%.
Shorts.
Yeah. We were at Topgolf, not Red River.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You walked in. It's like, what are you doing over there?
Yeah, I was looking for my next neon moon.
And then he takes a picture and a video wearing Kevin Gray's WWE Championship belt.
Well, look, champ's here.
I'm not insulting you. I'm insulting Kevin.
Yeah, I did not understand why he brought the belt.
God,
it's title.
It's a title. It's not a belt.
It's a title.
God.
It's not a belt, Sean.
Not holding his pants up.
I asked Kevin, like, how many boogers did you eat this morning? Like, these booger eaters were walking around with their titles. What did he bring it at the top golf?
It was signed by Shinsuke Nakamura. That was pretty sweet.
What?
Yeah.
Is he NXT?
Who cares? Anyway, and then this morning, I go to get the coffee, and I see a big, humongous tray of tamales.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, La Grande, is sitting there microwaving like 15 tamales. And I come back in.
Yes.
RJ goes to the kitchen, and I'm whispering to Troy. I hear RJ go, hey, what's that? You know, and I said, RJ's getting a tamale education, which of course Troy had first, and now I have had, considering the families we married into. And I'm like, oh, I think they're going to try to sell him on eating one. I'm dying to see if he's going to do it. He comes moseying on back in here with a little bowl.
A little tamale.
And a tamale. I was very proud.
I asked Raul in there, I said, look, I just want something that's going to do whatever. It's going to allow me to do whatever you do in that bathroom.
Oh, man. All
whatever you do to that bathroom, I want some of that, man. All right.
He unwrapped it. He had the whole process there. He took it off.
What kind is this? Is it pork or chicken?
I have no idea.
You know what?
What?
And then I said, how was it?
Who knows?
He goes, I don't get it. I said, you know what? For the first time in a long time, you're right.
Food opinion on point.
No.
Tamales are tremendously overrated. Oh. Or I haven't had the right ones.
Now, are you supposed to use sauce with it? There was no sauce. I put nothing on this.
Maybe some salsa, maybe. But, I mean, was it popping with flavor? It's just too much. too much to dumb it down breading, but the masa.
Chalky. It's a little chalky.
The masa. It's like grounded up corn. Yeah, masa. Yeah. If there's too much of that, I can get it.
Yeah.
I get
it. And the filling, it needs to have more pop. Like, I think I can. I'm gonna do this. That's my next project.
Oh, you're gonna.
I'm gonna change the tamale game.
You're gonna change the tamale game.
I can
game.
Do it. It's all about. I feel like it's about the filling.
Well, I mean, you didn't change the wing game. I mean, someone up.
What'd you do? You made that.
Nice to see you yesterday, Gavin.
Stop. You made that. What'd you do? You made that Indianapolis pizza.
Indianapolis, Detroit.
Detroit.
Indianapolis pizza. Screw you. All right. What were we supposed to? Oh, the Hall of Fame. All right. So anyway, that's all choppy changing in front of our very eyes right there.
Hey, I brought the boots with me. I gotta go to Sherman after this. Going to the country, so I'm gonna wear the boots
for
again today.
For what?
I got a client meeting up there. I gotta go. And
whoa.
Decided to bring the boots.
Wait,
with me.
So you're trying to say you are Brian Kelly?
Yeah,
I called Dawson Brian Kelly. We shoot cheer, shoot cheer. But yeah. You're trying to dress shoot, the part to impress people.
You're,
and
you're going what? To the Oklahoma.
Sherman's not the country.
It's near Oklahoma, man.
What does that matter?
It's the country.
No, it's
near
not.
Oklahoma. It's the country.
Is Oklahoma more country than Fort Worth?
No.
Okay, so have you worn the boots in Fort Worth?
Absolutely.
You have?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
when you
okay.
go down to the stockyards, you've got to wear the boots.
Do you have a cowboy hat?
No, but
don't,
I need one.
Don't
I need
even.
One. I need a new look. I'm stagnating.
No.
I want the new look. I'm
going to
get the boots and I have the boots. I'm going to get the hat.
All right.
What kind of hat? What color hat? What did I do?
Hot takes all over the place around here. 877-881-1053. I want to save the Hall of Fame one for 8 because it's a larger discussion, but I want to sneak this in. The fake slide in college football. Did you see it?
Was this the Sam Hartman, the Wake Forest?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Troy, did you see this?
I did not.
Brilliant play. Wake Forest versus Pittsburgh. Mm. Wake Forest loses the Pit, 45-21 ACC. Championship game.
I guess I'll see Wake Forest soon in the Gator Bowl. Ugh.
How many bowls are there? Quick, top of your head.
37.
Yeah, I was 39?
42. Okay. I thought I saw 44, but now front page ESPN, it says, who wins every bowl game and why? 44, all 44 college football games. 44 bowl games.
Yes!
And you're in what? You're in the Gator?
We're in the Gator Bowl.
Against who?
Tim Duncan and the Wake Forest
Dude,
Demon Deacons.
Man, they, first of all, for them, tackling is optional.
For who?
Wake. But, dude, can they score? And Sam Hartman, he's a scrumptious-looking man. Jeez.
Maybe it was the other transition taking place.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
And who are y'all facing? Are you taking on playmaker?
No. Who do we got? We got Drew Brees, Purdue.
Purdue.
Yeah.
In what bowl?
Music City, Nashville.
Music City, Nashville. Anyway, Kenny Pickett, the Panthers quarterback, used a fake slide to freeze everyone. Ran for a 58-yard touchdown on the game's first possession. But this was a third down run, and he had a little stutter step. He like kind of went up like he was getting down for the slide. Well, what happens? Two defenders froze, thought he was giving himself up. Instead, he made a cut, went the other way 40 more yards. Brilliant play. After the game, Wake's coach said, hang on, we need to review this, all right? NCAA, you need to go ahead and look at this. And they're absolutely right. They do. It's an awesome play. Credit to the player. He took advantage of the rule, but this needs to be wiped out. This needs to be fixed.
Yeah, look, it was a tremendous play.
Is it going to be too objective, too subjective to say it was a fake slide? Is that the difficulty in judging it?
Yes, but like...
Because this is unfair to the defense.
It really is unfair to the defense. And listen, credit to the defensive players on Wake for being smart enough and coached up enough to know when a guy looks like he's about to slide, don't hit him. That's a big penalty. So credit to them, but this is bad. Like, you know, this looks bad on the sport because you're having...
I mean, I don't think it makes the sport look bad. It's just something that needs to be
the
corrected.
Rule. It makes the rule look bad. Like, you know, the sport's only as good as the rules they have in place, right? Like, if your rules stink, what are you? You know, then you're golf.
It's not stink. I mean, it's just a little it's a little small loophole he found.
It is a loophole. But you can't have guys pulling up.
What? You're gonna say that they need to keep it?
Honestly,
that's a badass play.
I did not see this on Saturday. I'm actually
TV and Broken Bow.
No TV.
Did you
and
wear
Broken
your
Bow.
Boots and hat and Broken Bow?
I did wear my boots and hat and Broken Bow. I look like a Yellowstone extra. I'm looking at this play for the first time. That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing what he did. Absolutely amazing. And yeah, the rule should be changed, but it's not. So take advantage of it.
Yeah.
I think what he did, that was a great play right there.
Because I would say if I was the official, you are beginning your slide.
Yes.
And once you begin your slide, you're down. That's where you're down. You're down where you begin your slide. And that little kind of, you know, half turn to the right to kick his left foot out to the slide, that to me tells me he is beginning his slide. Now, I guess as the offense losing Fantex brings up, what's the difference between that and a fake kneel?
Well, because
or fake spike.
Because you're right there as a defender getting ready to hit the guy who's doing the fake slide. You know what I mean? Like, you can still attack. The fake kneel or the fake spike doesn't have to change your movement off the line of scrimmage as a defensive lineman. You know what I mean? Like, you can still go full speed. There's no rule against that. You can pop the tackle. You can crush the guard, smack the center in the mouth. You just got to stop when the quarterback kneels down or the ball gets spiked. Here, it's more live in the moment.
Yeah, the slide is there for protection. Yeah. The slide is there to protect the quarterback. The kneel down, that's why you see offensive and defensive linemen still hit each other when they're doing a victory formation kneel down.
Yeah.
Ball's still in play. Right. You're not protecting anyone in that moment.
People are saying fake fair catch. Once that hand starts to go up,
dead.
It's a fair catch.
Yeah.
Once he started to get into that stutter step,
yeah.
That needs to be a slide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!